Today's Best Country, KX104. It's Tanner in the morning with you, and really glad on this Friday morning to be able to talk with Mr. Garth Brooks. Good morning, Garth. How are we doing today?
Hey, good morning, Tanner. I am doing better than I deserve, man. How about you?
I'm excellent. You know, it was a long ways coming to get you on the air here, and it was our fault. I'll say this. We were hoping to have you on yesterday, but we got you through finally, and I really appreciate you sticking with us and, you know, getting you on the North Platte airwaves out here in western Nebraska.
Oh, very sweet, man. You're the one that's doing me a favor. Just so excited about getting back to Nebraska and playing. And then North Platte, you know, that's where my buddy Thomas Butler is from. He was a athlete down at Oklahoma State. We got to be on the same floor together, became really good buddies, him and my brother. And so just great to be back, getting to play for great people.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, well, Garth, your tour is, you've been doing a tour, the world tour, for about 3 years now, right?
Yeah, man, it was supposed to be a year and a half. It was supposed to be 18 months, and just because we've been lucky enough that some nights are turning from one night to two nights, three nights. It's kind of extended it out. So we've got about four cities left on the tour, and was so happy when Lincoln came up because, like I said, man, just a shot to get back to the middle of America is a dream for us because that's where we feel probably most at home.
I was going to say, it's been 21 years since you last came to Lincoln, Nebraska. A long shot in the dark here, but do you remember that show at all?
Oh, yeah, I remember that show. We were there for a number of nights, and what I remember most about it was Coach Osborne took me down on the field. He knew I played quarterback in high school, so he let me throw the tight ends, and it was great. What a good man, sweet guy. He was very sweet to my family. Then I took my oldest baby back when she was looking at colleges, and one of the colleges we would look at was Nebraska, and they were sweet enough to take her in and show around. So it's been nothing but good memories for me there at the university.
Talking with Garth Brooks here on KX104. So you're 3 years into this tour that has been going on, obviously longer than you thought it maybe was going to go. I know, I mean, each night is huge when Garth comes to town, and obviously you see that proof when you have several shows in the same town back to back to back. So how do you, is there any way to differentiate each night, make it different for the fans? I mean, how do you go building a set list with such the large library you have for about hundreds of songs to choose from? I'm curious how you can mix old and new and how you can keep it fresh.
Yeah, man, it's a gift from the people. They're the ones that make every show their own. I think you have a list that you better play or they're going to be waiting for you at the bus, you know, not in a good way. And I think you have to play those, but there's your moments where you can make each show different. And the thing is, let's say you get to play a city for, let's say, four nights. There's going to be someone that's going to come to all four nights.
Wow.
I don't know why, but there is. And so your job is to make each show different. So when they walk out going, hey, that was cool, they didn't play that this night, or they did play this tonight, they made this different, at least they can see, hopefully, that an effort was made.
That's awesome. Garth Brooks joining us here on The Morning Show. Your tour is going through Lincoln, Nebraska. Tickets are going on sale today at 10 a.m. Now, again, it's been a three-year tour. I mean, what's that like, I guess? I know, I'm sure you get a couple breaks in between, but what's it like for somebody that's never been on a three-year tour and traveled the country to just keep going and go from city to city? I got to imagine it's a dream come true.
Yeah, it is, man. It's nothing but all good things. The cities you go in spoil you to death, treat you like a king, and, you know, they take great care of you. They let you do whatever you want to do, and you blink, and you're 6 months in. You blink, and you're a year and a half in. I can't believe how quickly it goes. And then, you know, the best part is you're getting to tour with the love of your life. You're getting to play music that you played for 20, 25 years. You're getting to see the generation that launched it and now the new generation that's consuming it. And it makes for a great party. You look around, all your buddies are the band members, the original crew guys. We're one big family. And it just it makes for a fun, fun night. This is one of those things that you just wish could go on forever.
Well, that was my next question. I got to imagine getting to tour with your wife, getting to tour and do what you get to do. You do what you love, travel the world the entire time with your family. That's got to be like the ultimate win in this world, right?
I think so for me, just getting to spend that much time with your best buddy and the love of your life. You know, that's the main thing. Your children are healthy. That's the main thing. They're on their own course now. It's their turn. And, man, they're running so fast right now, they don't have time you know, for mom and dad. So you kind of become a text dad and you just try and keep up with them with what they're doing. And instead of sitting at the house being empty, we're out on the road just having a great time getting, again, man, getting to play music that's hopefully lasted the test of time with our best friends.
Well, and you've got obviously a huge library. I'm just curious, do you have a favorite song to sing live? Is there a song that stands out for you?
Yes. And we talk about this every night. And it might not be the one people think of most, but once you say it, people go, oh. And I'm telling you, man, it's Calling Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
This thing just takes everything to a whole new level, no matter what you played before it or after it. When it comes to Calling Baton Rouge, there's something about that song, especially live, that it takes it to a whole new level. And, of course, you know, my favorite Garth song might be way back off the very first album with a thing called The Dance. I just love that song, and it seemed to have lasted the test of time.
Absolutely. We're talking with Garth Brooks here on The Morning Show as the show gets ready. October 21st, tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central Time, sharp. You know, they've been pushing to us, you got to get your Ticketmaster account going. You got to be ready. What's that like knowing you've got all these people in a second trying to grab up all the tickets to see you?
You know what, man, it's very sweet. And I made sure with the Ticketmaster people when we started this 2 or 3 years ago, it doesn't give preferential treatment to register. It doesn't do anything. What it does is it kind of makes the process of buying your tickets smoother and faster for you, so you don't get bogged down or get a chance to be kicked off. So it's one of those things, you can do it or not do it. After watching these on sales and people calling me, people that I know calling me, I would suggest you just get registered. It kind of helps everything. But again, if you're like me and you're suspicious of everything and you don't want to register, totally get it. And just appreciate the interest of anybody even wanting to come see the show.
Oh, man, this has been a joy for me. Garth, we actually on Fridays, and we're getting ready to do this coming up here in a little bit, we play the 90s at 9, where we get to play 90s country for 1 hour. And I'd love to play 90s country for the end of time, because in my opinion, it is the best decade of music on earth. I got to say, you are a staple. So I wanted to do something here because I thought I'm going to give you a chance. Give me a 90s Garth song and maybe give me another song that's not a Garth song that we just have to play today for the people of 90s country world.
Well, 90s country world is Vince Garth Brooks, so I'm going to suggest you play Callin' Baton Rouge.
Okay.
And then if it's 90s country, there's another artist in there that I just fell in love with. And I would say, How Do I Live Without You by Trisha Yearwood.
Hey, that's a smart man. That's a smart play right there. Garth, I appreciate you so much for making the time for us. I know it was kind of a workaround, but you're a gracious man, and I really appreciate that. Can't wait for the show, October 21st. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. Thanks again. It's a pleasure. It's an honor to talk to you.
Tanner, thanks for everything that you did to make this interview happen, and I look forward to seeing you and shaking your hand, brother.
Hey, thank you, Garth. I appreciate it so much.
Tanner, thank you.